This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. With a short break between the second and third special sessions, House and Senate leaders, including Senate President John Alario, are using this week to jumpstart the tax debate.
Well, we're trying to see if there's some kind of way we can make a compromise before we get to the session to iron out some differences we may have.
Over $1 billion in revenue will expire July 1st, when the state sales tax drops to 4%. Starting Monday, lawmakers will have 10 days to try and reach an agreement on how much of that revenue to replace. Democratic Senator Eric LaFleur, leader of the Finance Committee, says now that the legislature has passed a budget, they'll be able to focus their attention on one issue, sales tax.
All we can do is decide, of the budget that was adopted, what will we pay for?
Right now, they're about $500 million short of paying for everything in the spending plan. Senate President Alario says raising the state sales tax by half a penny to 4.5% would fully fund the budget.
I think the goals in the Senate were to try to fund tops to 100% of what's required to fund higher education, make sure a food stamp program is administered.
But over in the House, Republican leaders would rather set the state sales tax at 4.3%. Talks continue between lawmakers to determine which sales tax measure has enough support to pass in a third special session. Governor Edwards, who supports keeping half a penny, is urging legislators to compromise. Representative Cameron Henry, head of the Appropriations Committee, met with the governor earlier this week.
From all indications, the governor is not going to compromise on the penny. He wants a half a penny or nothing. He's never been willing to compromise on it, and I don't think he's going to at this point.
Henry and other fiscal conservatives are pushing for less government spending rather than more revenue. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.